just witnessed a real good fight between Demetrius Andrade and his mandatory challenger, Liam Williams. Andrade eventually came through to secure a unanimous points decision win, but not before he had to go through hell and high water. He was hurt on several occasions, and he had to fiddle his way through a lot of rounds because he found the going very, very tough in there. Now, Andrade has a habit, and he's certainly shown this over the past few years, of starting very fast, and that was the case in this fight as well. He was lighting Liam Williams up like a Christmas tree in the first couple rounds. He dropped him. Was it in the second or the third round he dropped him? And to be honest, I didn't think it was going to end up being an easy night, even at that stage. Because although Liam Williams was getting hit with big shots, he was being rocked, he did get dropped. There was a sloppiness and there was a recklessness about Andrade's work. And you could see that Liam Williams was still very much focused on what he wanted to do. Although when he got dropped, he left it right until the last second, maybe 9.5 before he got up. At one stage, I was thinking he was going to sit out the count. That would have been pretty extraordinary. But no, other than that, you could just see in Williams' eyes and by his body language that he still was very focused on what he wanted to do. And you could see there was an opportunity there for him with, like I say, Andrade's sloppiness, his recklessness, and what have you. Now, Andrade does tend to get sloppy and reckless and wild at times in many of his fights, so that's nothing new. But I felt like it was even more pronounced here. Even more sloppy, even more reckless than usual. He seemed almost anxious to try and get Liam Williams out of there as early as possible. And when he wasn't able to do that, I'm not sure whether he punched himself out in the first couple rounds or whether it was a shot which he got caught with. They were exchanging against the ropes. I think Andrade had just landed an uppercut and then they came out of the exchange and Liam Williams caught Andrade square in the mouth with a right hand, which hurt Andrade. I don't actually think Liam Williams realized how much he hurt him at that moment. But Andrade was definitely hurt, but he's a vet. He knows how to disguise when he's hurt from his opponent. We were able to see it because we can see Andrade's legs and all this kind of stuff. But sometimes when you're in there, it's not as easy to see when somebody's hurt. So I do think that Liam Williams missed it a couple times, and perhaps the third round or the fourth round when he first hurt Andrade was one of those times. So I'm not sure whether it was just a case of Andrade punching himself out after the first couple rounds because he was going flat out for the KO, or whether it was the fact that it took him several rounds to get his legs back after being hurt. Maybe it was a combination of the both of the two. But whatever the case may be, the fight progressed. Liam Williams was on Andrade like a harbor shark, really putting the pressure on him. But Andrade, after a couple rounds, did start to get his legs back. And early in the fight, he kept missing with his uppercuts. And he missed with uppercuts throughout the fight. But the longer the fight went, the more the uppercuts were landing. And it was a corkscrew, Prince Nassim style lead uppercut he was throwing with the right hand. And he was just consistent with it. He kept throwing it, kept throwing it. And Liam Williams, not being a particularly sophisticated fighter, didn't make any adjustments or didn't make many effective adjustments to avoid getting hit with that shot because he was getting hit with it more and more as the fight went on. And he did get buzzed with it several times. Both guys were buzzed in this fight. As I say, Williams was down early, but there were other points in the fight where Andrade would hurt Williams and Williams would just stand there. And sometimes Andrade would go for him, other times he wouldn't. But there was another time that Andrade got hurt because he kind of fell into a groove and into a pattern of boxing and he managed to get control of the fight because the first few rounds were a bit wild, maybe the first 4 or 5 rounds. After that, Andrade started getting into a pattern where he was boxing, moving around and building up quite a sizable lead by this stage, particularly with the knockdown. But then in one of the later rounds, I forget which it was, 8-9, something like that, Williams hurt him again. I can't remember what shot it was this time, if it was a left or a right, but Andrade's leg clearly buckled underneath him. And again, Williams didn't really go for it as much as you would have expected, given how hurt Andrade appeared to be. Again, it could be a case of him disguising it very well. So Williams didn't realize, you know, and I'm talking about disguising it when you're in there, because we can see it on camera, but the fighters can't always see the things that we see when they're in there. They might not be focusing on the guy's legs. Do you know what I mean? And with Demetrius Andrade, he changes his height a lot. You know, he leans back and he just does a lot of very awkward things with his body to make it difficult for you to hit him. So it's possible that Liam Williams caught him with a shot and he maybe felt like Andrade was just doing that weird thing where he leans back and makes it difficult for you to catch him. I don't know, but Williams didn't seem to go for it as much as you would have expected. Perhaps he was just wary of the uppercut, you know, because he kept on getting hit with that shot. As the fight progressed, despite the fact that Andrade was outboxing Williams for the most part, and he fiddled his way through some of the rounds. You know, some of the rounds was real good boxing from Andrade. Other rounds, he was just fiddling his way through. But, as I say, as the fight progressed, Williams, you could tell, had a lot more gas in the tank than Andrade. Even though he wasn't landing a lot of clean, effective shots, his body language, you know, the way he was moving, he just seemed more comfortable and more steady. Whereas Andrade was up and down, you know. Sometimes he looked like he was out on his feet. Other times he looked like Muhammad Ali for a split second. So he was real inconsistent in terms of the way he was performing from 1 minute to the next. But as I say, the fight progressed and went to the final round, which was another good round. A lot of good rounds in this fight. It was a real good fight. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it. Williams was actually hurt by a big left hand from Andrade in the final round. You saw his leg stiffen and he wobbled a little bit. Andrade didn't go for it himself because he was dog tired at that point. So yeah, it saw the final bell and the two guys embraced afterwards. They had tremendous respect for each other, which is always good to see. Both praised each other in the post-fight interview. Now, in my Discord server, people were talking about Andrade's performance, right? Everybody agreed it was a good fight, but they were saying, wow, he looked poor. He looked like someone that would lose to Billy Joe Saunders. He looked like someone that would lose to Canelo Alvarez. With Canelo Alvarez, I'll agree. With Billy Joe Saunders, I don't agree. Billy Joe Saunders has had plenty of shaky performances himself against Artur Akhovov, who Demetrius Andrade handled with ease. So I still think that Andrade would beat Billy Joe. Canelo, of course, is another level again. See, the thing about Canelo Alvarez is that he has consistency. Demetrius Andrade, as talented as he isn't consistent like that. And this is something I mentioned in a couple of my previews. As you can see here, one titled Demetrius Andrade versus Liam Williams, April 17th. And the other one, which I did with Jack Napier, and I asked the question, is this a banana skin for Boo Boo? And I talked in that preview about how Andrade, when he's not sufficiently motivated, does put in these suspect performances. And the fight I mentioned in the past was the Jack Colquay fight. And I said that if he turns up looking like that against Liam Williams, there's a chance of an upset here. Because Andrade does appear to be one of those kind of fighters who rises to the level of the opposition or sinks to the level of the opposition. No disrespect to Colquay, Williams, or whoever. But that's how he appears to be to me. There's a term that they have. I forget what it is now. I forget the term. But some fighters, they need a big occasion. They need highly respected opponent, somebody that almost they fear a little bit. They need that to bring the best out of themselves. And it's not just on the night, but even in training camp, to be able to raise their game to the highest level they possibly can, they need to be up against the best quality opposition. And if they don't get that, they can get a little stale. They can start dropping their game. They can start looking more sloppy than usual. And I think that's the case with Andrade. I said that before the fight, so I'm not just saying this after the fact. Go back and listen to my previews, right? This is what I was saying. And I do think that happened here. I know he said, I'm not underestimating Liam Williams and all this kind of stuff. I don't buy it. And therefore, win or lose against Canelo, if Andrade ever gets that opportunity, win or lose, I think he'll be a lot better against Canelo than he was here. For sure. Win or lose. Because against Canelo, I think he'll be far more switched on. I think he'll take it up a notch, several notches in training. I think he'll be far more mindful of not making mistakes because Canelo is a tremendous counterpuncher, as we all know. And I also don't think, I could be wrong here, but I don't think he'll be so gung-ho early in a fight against Canelo like he was against Liam Williams, like he was against Katandokwa and so many other fighters, where he comes out and he's trying to knock the guy out early. I don't think he will do that against Canelo. I think he'll be a lot more circumspect and a lot more sensible with what he's doing in there because he understands Canelo can punish him. Maybe he didn't feel like Liam Williams would be able to punish him for taking the chances that he took early in a fight. And Canelo is a much better fighter than Liam Williams. We all know this. But he doesn't fight just like Williams. You know, when he applies pressure, Canelo himself is more circumspect when it comes to applying pressure than Liam Williams. Williams just straightforward like a bull charging at you. Canelo don't really fight like that. So there is the possibility that Andrade might actually have more time and space to operate. And he won't be so rushed. Because that's one of the things that made Andrade uncomfortable in this fight is that he was constantly being rushed by Liam Williams, who's just charging at him all the time. Canelo doesn't really charge at you like that for the most part. I think he will give Andrade, or potentially could give Andrade, more time and space to operate and therefore look more polished and slick than he looked in this fight. He looks slick at times here, but very ragged a lot of the time as well. So, yeah, Demetrius Andrade, sloppy performance, but a real entertaining fight. They were saying in the commentary on DAZN that he's looking to move up a weight division after this. So he'll be knocking on the door of Canelo Alvarez, I guess. Billy Joe Saunders, Caleb Plant, and so on. I mean, some people are also going to talk about Demetrius Andrade potentially being a bit drained in this fight against Liam Williams. I mean, I guess that's a possibility. But I just think it's the way he structured the fight. You know, he didn't really pace himself well. And he often does this where he goes all out, guns blazing in the first couple rounds. He almost reminds you of Amir Khan a little bit, not in his style overall and his attributes overall, but in terms of his mentality, where Khan would always come out the blocks fast and drop people early. Like he dropped Maidana in the first round, he dropped Lamont Peterson early. Remember that? Khan was often like that. And if he couldn't get you out early, he would then fall into this pattern of fiddling his way through a fight or struggling through a fight. And that's what Andrade tends to do. He hasn't struggled this much in some of his previous fights, right? But the pattern was similar, where he started fast, hurt the guy or dropped the guy early, looked really good, but then kind of slowed down, didn't manage to get him out of there. And I don't want to say labored through the rest of the fight, although he definitely labored through the rest of this fight. In the other fights, not necessarily labored, but just got into a groove and never really took it up another level. Or took it up another gear. So, yeah. Thoroughly entertaining fight, as far as I'm concerned. I'm probably going to watch it again. I thought it was really interesting. But as far as where Andrade goes from here, personally, I think he'd be better staying at 160. I think that moving up to 168, unless he secures the Canelo fight or the Billy Joe Saunders fight, because these are guys moving up, right? Smaller guys moving up. I don't like his chances or prospects at 168, to be honest with you. I think the height and reach he has at 160 is going to stand him in good stead against a lot of these guys, against a faded, old Golovkin. You wouldn't pick him against Charlo in that performance, but as I say, he is a guy who tends to fight to the level of his opposition. And maybe that's the exact fight he needed against Liam Williams, a wake-up call, because if he goes in there like that against Charlo, he's not going to win the fight. He probably won't even come close to winning the fight. But bear in mind, boxing fans have short memories. It wasn't a million years ago when Charlo didn't look particularly impressive. Okay, when Charlo had people saying, well, he didn't really win this fight, he didn't really win that fight, you know? So people tend to forget this. And both Charlo brothers tend to have most issues with slick fighters, fighters who move around. When you come at the Charlos, you're usually going to be in trouble. But if you have some slickness and you can get them off balance and mess them about, that's when you have the best success against them, if you look back through the history of both Charlo brothers. So I'm certainly not writing Demetrius Andrade off against Charlo at all. I think Canelo, at this point, very few people would pick Demetrius Andrade over Canelo, and for good reason, but I wouldn't write him off being able to compete with someone like that just yet. He is getting up there in age, he's 33, although Canelo's no spring chicken himself now. But as I said before this fight, remember, twice in these two previews, I said Andrade, or I basically inferred, Andrade tends to fight to the level of his opposition. So I'm expecting him to raise his game when he fights the Charlos, if he fights the Charlos, the Golovkins, the Canelos, and so on. And for it not to be as easy as some people are assuming it may be after this very tough fight against Liam Williams. A lot of it comes down to expectations. See, I was half expecting a tough fight for Andrade. So the fact that it turned out to be tough, I'm not shocked. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't really change my perception of Andrade very much. But the people who are expecting this to be easy for Andrade, a lot of them are shocked. And they're saying, oh, wow, Andrade is nowhere near as good as I thought he would be. You see? So their perception changes. Mine doesn't really change. Because as I said in my previews, this is kind of the thing, this is the kind of thing, excuse me, that can happen if Andrade is not sufficiently motivated and doesn't realize how tough and dangerous Liam Williams really is. So anyway, bottom line is it was a great fight. If Liam Williams had managed to score a knockdown, this could have been a contender for fight of the year. As it was, I don't think it was quite that, but still a very, very good scrap. So again, if you haven't seen it, I recommend it. Is there anything else I need to touch on here? Does it have the judges? Okay, it doesn't have the judges' scorecards on here yet. I can't actually remember what. Okay, here we go. So it was 118-109, 118-109, and 116-111. I think the 118-109s are a bit wide. Yeah, Andrade did win, and he won comfortably on the cards. Didn't win comfortably round by round because he was real tough in there from a physical perspective, but from a points perspective, yeah, he won comfortably. But I feel like 118-109 is maybe a bit wide. 116-111. I didn't score the fight round by round, but just my perception after watching the 12 rounds would be that that might be a more realistic score. Then again, maybe 118-109, if I watched it back, might be realistic. Let me know your scorecards if you did score it yourselves. And like I say, Demetrius Andrade, talented fighter. I would still certainly pick him over Billy Joe, irrespective of what Billy Joe does against Canelo. You know, even if he pulls off the upset, because it's styles we're talking about here. And I just feel like Andrade's awkwardness, his power, I feel like he's got more power than Billy Joe. I feel like he's physically stronger. Billy Joe is nowhere near as wild. Billy Joe's not wild at all, really. He's very neat and tidy. But I just feel like that awkward, crazy long reach that Andrade has, the awkward way that he moves around the ring, he does this thing where he keeps his head low and then jabs up at you from a really strange position. You know, particularly the guy's like 6 foot or 6 foot one, and you're a shorter guy. You don't expect him to put his head down and then jab up at you. You know, so he makes it real awkward. He leads with uppercuts. He does a lot of very unorthodox things that make it difficult to read what he's going to do. And I think his power as well is underestimated. And I think Liam Williams, in fact, Liam Williams said after the fight that Andrade turned out to be better than he expected. Okay. So I think Andrade's power is underestimated. I'm not saying he's the greatest middleweight puncher in the world, but because of the speed he has and the way he can spring these shots on you out of the blue, he can hurt you, especially early in a fight, as we've seen. So I still rate Andrade the same way I rated him before the fight, because again, I did say that this kind of thing could happen against Liam Williams. I'd still pick him over Billy Joe. Against Canelo, he'd need to raise his game several levels to have any chance in that fight, any serious chance. Charlo, I'll give him a better chance against Charlo than I would against Canelo. But anyway, let's see how his career pans out. Hopefully he gets the big fights, because he looked vulnerable here. And maybe that will be enough for Charlo to say, okay, I'll fight you. You look sufficiently vulnerable. Maybe Al Heyman will say, yep, let's do that fight now. Let's hope so. Give me your thoughts in the comments below. I'm out.